If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
Sometimes controversial, always interesting. Coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, USA, it's the Ernest Mann Show.
Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. I have no idea how many of you have considered this, but if you set aside the obvious, incredible advances in technology, I would argue that socially speaking, America has dramatically socially devolved from the comparatively wonderful genteel society that lasted for roughly 40 years, from 1870 to 1910, to the current social dystopian and fucking Orwellian nightmare of current America. If you're a young person and don't have much perspective on this, simply because you weren't there, you didn't exist. This is something that YouTube can actually help you with. Just type in 1970s TV commercials and you should have quite a few videos to choose from. So pick one, or maybe even watch more than one, and I guarantee you, you'll find something curious. Besides some of them being very funny and entertaining, it's the issue in their length. They were typically a minimum of about 15 seconds long, and very often at least 30 or 45 seconds, which is about the reasonable amount of time necessary to deliver a reasonably catchy, funny, and or coherent ad. Now compare the ads that pop up when you're watching YouTube content currently. I refuse to pay their extortion fee to be ad aggravation free. YouTube used to be ad-free. The average ad time length I came up with was about 8 seconds, and it's damn unlikely when you'll find one around 12 seconds. It's much more common to see product ads of only 3 to 6 seconds, apparently created for people with the attention span of a canary that just consumed half a pound of methamphetamine. So what the hell is going on here? You might intelligently ask. Well, it just so happens you're in luck. You're going to get an intelligent answer. Well, I don't mean to sound presumptuous. Let's just say you'll get my answer. Then you can decide just how fucking intelligent it is. There are two primary reasons for this. And I'm not going to go into long, scientifically based explanations. I'm simply going to tell you what I have found to be true. Now, very briefly, before I go into those explanations, if you're enjoying this episode, please do subscribe and hit that notification bell so you won't miss an episode. And with the more subscriptions I get, the more people will get to experience a very different perspective on subjects such as this. First, population. Now, I know that what I'm about to say concerning population is a very gross oversimplification, because I could talk about it for hours alone. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. So, bearing that in mind, I'll just say this. Generally speaking, when a population exceeds a certain number, that population tends to speed up. And this is due to the stress and aggravation that comes with larger populations. People simply become far more agitated. So because of the additional stress, aggravation, and agitation, people often become much more disconnected and incoherent, which is a pleasant way of saying they collectively have a much greater probability of acting fucking crazy. Secondly, totally compulsive and religiously devoted consumers who apparently have completely lost the ability to recognize cheap marketing manipulation and be pissed off by it. Yet, if they became aware by paying attention, that would in fact go a very long way of getting rid of the problem itself. Think of it. When's the last time you sat down at a restaurant and had a good, relaxing meal with pleasant music, low dim lights, and wait staff or bartender you had a bit of pleasant conversation with? Matter of fact, when's the last time you were able to relax and take your time doing just about any fucking thing? With most restaurants in America today, unless you're rich, of course, it's impossible. Because of employees moving at a frantic pace, and each employee is forced to do the work of three people. Because the corporation is monitoring them from every angle, making certain they squeeze the fullest amount of production and profit out of them. The hyper-corporate, hyper-profit-driven Red Robin restaurant chain is a perfect example. Try this experiment yourself. Next time you go into a Red Robin restaurant, don't get sucked into the TV, which, like just about any other corporate restaurant chains, will almost always be on a sports channel, because apparently that is the only thing on TV that anyone could or should be interested in. Don't sit at a table. Sit at the bar from a really good position so you can see everything going on around you. If you do this, lunchtime might be a really good time. Notice how quickly not just the people on the floor have to move, but particularly the person behind the bar, who I've witnessed many times, obviously stressed because they're at the bar doing the work of two or three people, which, at least to me, is very unpleasant to watch and kills my appetite because I like pleasant human interaction with my server. Not a totally stressed out production unit, absolutely frightened to fucking death that they'll get shit canned, fired, because they're not working fast or hard enough. And on top of that, just to make certain you get a good dose of indigestion for whatever food you ordered, it's that idiotic company-mandated group employee clapping for a birthday. Incredibly loud, incredibly juvenile, and definitely sickeningly corporate. When I was 20 years old, one of the things I had instilled in me was self-respect. And if some kind of restaurant business expected me to do something that fucking idiotic and degrading, I would have told them to go fuck themselves and walked out the door. But sadly, many of these people truly have no other choice. I totally understand that. But I also understand this is what corporate capitalism does. Every time, all the time. And I believe it's truly fucking disgusting. And they wonder why so many restaurants have closed their doors. They'll blame anything: inflation, the economy, or high prices. And I'm not saying those aren't factors, but they completely omit that many people go out to eat because they actually desire a human connection, which you cannot get from an overworked corporate wage slave. And just to finish this up, you know what the saddest and disturbing part of this is? Many times the people who work these jobs are so utterly, totally, and completely loyal and brainwashed to the company that even with these totally objectively true criticisms I'm making, they will still double down, defending the company, stating they have decent benefits and decent pay. To which I respond, yeah, sure you do. Just as long as you're willing to do the amount of work of three fucking people. My advice? Slow the hell down. And remember this, never give a damn about the corporation, because ultimately the corporation doesn't give a damn about you. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.